Hello, everyone, and welcome to this single shot interview on Risky Business 2. Today, we're speaking with Lane Bess, the CEO, the Chief Executive Officer of Palo Alto Networks. Founded by firewall pioneer Nir Zuk, Palo Alto makes what it calls a next-generation firewall. They claim it's application-aware and it's 10 gig full line rate, but I'll let you go through their marketing crap if you're interested in their selling points. Now, we don't normally talk to suits like Lane on Risky Business, but hey, that's what this second podcast feed is all about. And I thought it would be interesting to get his take on movements in the security market, given everything that's happened in world markets, the global grand great recession and all of that. So I started off by asking Lane for his prediction of what will happen in the information security industry as the global recession continues.
Yeah, I think there'll be a period of consolidation that takes place during the period of time between 2002 and 2007, when budgets were running pretty freely. IT spending increased, and it increased a lot in the security sector. A lot of what I call cottage industry companies addressing certain parts of the security puzzle cropped up, but in the current environment, it's going to be very difficult for some of them to maintain given reduced budgets, and I suspect that there'll be some that are going out of business and some that are being consolidated through acquisition. We enjoy a very unique situation where we've raised a significant amount of capital in a Series C venture funding round, and our solution has got a head of steam on it, so we think we'll be a survivor despite some of the consolidation and carnage.
But will you be requiring further funding?
No, actually, what we raised is more than sufficient to take us to cash flow positive and profitability, which for Palo Alto will probably take place in the fall timeframe of 2010.
Okay. So you mentioned before that you think there's going to be some consolidation, particularly among the more niche sort of technology makers.
Yes.
What sort of technologies are you referring to there when you say they're almost like cottage industry, very
yes.
Specific stuff? What sort of stuff do you mean?
Sure. Well, I think, for example, companies that such as Blue Coat, which focused on proxy firewall type of solutions, you know, these are going to become point solutions that are part of a larger play. Now, I'm nobody to predict the demise of these companies, but they may be targets. Other companies might be the ones that are point products in the URL filtering market. So, you know, those are a few examples of, you know, quite appropriate point solutions that we're winning as a best of breed. But as budgets get tighter and their market caps drop, there's a lot of pressure on them as standalones. You need to be going after a larger market, and Palo Alto Networks is going after the firewall market with the next generation product that not only goes after a $10 billion plus market space, but also addresses many of the capabilities that the Blue Coats and the Web Senses did. So,
But, I mean, you would agree, too, that it is still a point solution. It's a firewall with, you know, expanded capabilities, I guess. You know, you've got your IPS and your sort of application inspection. It's an SSL, reverse SSL proxy as well. It does a whole bunch of stuff. But these days, it's becoming increasingly rare for companies that make security kit to just focus on, say, a single device. I mean, wouldn't that put you at risk from the same sort of dramas that are affecting companies like Blue Coat?
No, not at all. We're seeing that, again, the interest for companies to consolidate what was the technology sprawl that took place in the security space to a platform that can provide multifunction. And the fact that we can essentially provide tremendous capability in a firewall in terms of application security and control, while at the same time effectively addressing many of the features that a unified threat management platform does, we're basically going after a lot of different market segments and technology spaces. So this will be a market share takeaway play. We'll probably succeed wildly at the expense of other people who have installed base.
Well, it's quite funny, isn't it? Because back in the olden days, I guess you'd consider installing any extra type of filtering protocol inspection, anything like that, onto your firewall was regarded as a bit of a no-no, wasn't it? Because the integrity of the firewall was absolutely paramount to corporate security. Yet now we're seeing these types of devices. And admittedly, I mean, the stuff that you guys sell does 10 gig, you know, full inspection at 10 gig line rate, right? So it's not SME sort of technology. But this is the sort of technology that was much more popular with small businesses than it was with the enterprise. And yet here we see it. The security concerns around putting all of our eggs in one basket, so to speak, have been largely dismissed.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's been dismissed. It's still there. Customers install our product, go for high availability and redundancy. So there's still that attention. But you know, you make a good point about how bifurcation or separation of many security functions off of the firewall. We think, though, and some of our founders, including Nir Zuk, who wrote a lot of the original code on the Checkpoint platform, we feel that that's been a bit of a brainwash. Most people think that the firewall is doing exactly what it should do and that it should only do what it does. But that's just been an evolved perception. There was no reason, and there is no reason, why you can't do more in the firewall. It was just because there was not the capability to do it in the past with stateful inspection technology. What we've really done here is brought the next generation of what firewalls could and should do in a scalable platform. So we don't think that there's going to be any resistance to larger enterprises adopting a full-featured firewall platform. And based on some of the early customer orders we have with large enterprises, we've pretty well validated that point.
Have you had any wins in Australia yet, or you're really just opening up now?
We are really just opening up, and we're excited about it. I spent a full day today actually meeting with a number of channel partners, and also some of those channel partners walked us right into some of their larger enterprise and federal government customers. And it's clear through just one day of meetings here, although David Thrum, our country manager, has been working the market here for now over 2 months, that it's ready, and we think in a short period of time, once we sign on these channel partners, we'll have some customers in Australia and grow from there.
And another ivory back scratcher for the collection.
Perhaps.
Lane Bess, thank you very much for your time.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for the interest.